Steve Gruber, defending the heartland from coastal elites every day. Here's Steve.
So texting and driving, you see it a lot. I mean, how many times you come up the highway or you come up the road and somebody's, you know, speeding up, slowing down, you know, going from lane to lane, and you get up next to them and you look and, yep, sure enough, they're in there texting or they're looking at something. They're not paying attention to what's going on. They're not driving defensively, that's for sure. They're certainly not obeying the 2-second rule or anything else for that matter. You know, distracted driving is making the headlines for years, whether you're digging on the radio or doing whatever. You look away, you put yourself at risk. And how dangerous is it? Well, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 10% of all fatal accidents and 15% of all injury accidents caused by distracted driving. Distracted driving, much of which comes from looking at your cell phone. 10% of the kids between 15 and 19 involved in fatal crashes were distracted at the time of the accident. 3,500 people killed annually and another 400,000 injured. That's according to 2015 statistics that come from teensafe.com. 3,500 people killed, 400,000 injured from distracted driving. You think about that and how the cell phones and devices play into that category. I bring that to your attention because it's always incredible to me that when you have one of these horrible school shootings or something of that nature, it takes the left about a half a second to come out and say, we need to take all of the guns, we need to do da 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 da. Yet, we have 400,000 people getting maimed and killed every year because of distracted driving, much of which, as you well know, goes to the cellular devices in their hands. Texting and driving, facts and statistics, it makes it clear that distracted driving is a huge problem facing our society. A lot of these kids think, well, heck, I can handle it. I can multitask, but it just isn't true. The human brain, especially adolescent brains, can't accomplish as much as they seem to think. You may have noticed this with your own kids, or if you're honest thinking back, you might come to the same conclusion that maybe you thought your abilities and capabilities when you were a teenager or early 20s or whatever was better than it truly turned out to be. You see, when someone attempts to complete two tasks at once, such as driving and texting on a cell phone, the brain's reaction time becomes slower. And as reaction time slows down, the pace at which the brain can process the driver's surroundings also slows down. And in teenagers, it slows down by a third. A third. Think about that. Your reaction. If you're only going 55 miles an hour, little math for you here. And you look down at a text message and you read it and you're kind of looking at it and you puzzle over it for 5 seconds, say. At just 55 miles an hour, you've gone more than the length of a football field in that 5 seconds. So, for example, if a deer is out in front of you, you're going to hit that deer because you never saw it until it was too late. Or the light changed color and went red and you didn't see it. Or the kid comes chasing the ball out from the curb and you didn't see it. Or the car is in the intersection and you didn't see it because your eyes are down. That's the dangers of distracted driving, especially among young people. And teens are well aware of the dangers. In fact, a AAA survey revealed that 94% of all teenagers acknowledge that texting while driving is dangerous, but unfortunately, it doesn't stop them from doing it. 35% of all teens in the poll admitted to texting while driving, even though they know it is not safe. In fact, consider this. Because I want you to share these facts with people. Texting and driving is more dangerous, according to teensafe.com, than driving drunk. One study found that distracted drivers have a 35% decline in reaction time, whereas drunk drivers experience a 12% decline in reaction time. These researchers also found that distracted drivers were more likely to drift into another lane, change speeds, or slam on the brakes. More likely to do all of those things than those that have a blood alcohol content higher than the legal limit. Consider that. Both distracted and drunk driving, obviously unsafe. I'm not saying one is less than the other. But showing teens that distracted driving is more dangerous than drunk driving may help them to understand how important it is to pay attention to the road. And it's important to have a, if you will, a sober conversation about texting and driving. And it always makes me wonder if a, with everything they can do with these phones now, why is it that we can't make it so that when a phone is moving more than 3 miles an hour or whatever it may be based on the GPS in location services, why can't you just disable that phone while it's moving? Is it that important and that imperative that you have to be on your phone and you have to text and you have to do this and that? Is it that there has to be a way with the technology that we have today to just disable phones altogether so that if it's not on hands-free or that your text messages are not converted to audio, you cannot look at your phone and text. You know, let me put it this way. When I put my truck in reverse or I put the Suburban in reverse and I start to leave the driveway and I stop and I go to change the radio station, I can't. The backup camera's on. I can't do anything with the radio. When the vehicle is in reverse, I can't do anything with the radio in these two vehicles that I have. And so if your phone is in motion and it's not in airplane mode or hands-free mode, why is it we can't make it so that the phones just don't operate? There are states that do not have bans on texting while driving. Texas, Oklahoma, Montana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Arizona. Those are the only states left now that don't have bans on texting while driving. And even though it's illegal in many places, many believe it's still not taken as seriously as it should be. In many states, the only consequence for texting while driving is $20 in California, $25 in Alabama. Some states do impose larger fines. Alaska, for example, can fine distracted drivers $10,000. And you can go to teensafe.com. There's a whole list, actually, of the different penalties. And a lot of insurance experts say that one of the reasons insurance rates are rising in many places is because the rate of injury and fatalities that goes back to the root cause of distracted driving, which is texting while driving. In fact, in Massachusetts, drivers there see a 6% increase in insurance payments. Drivers in North Carolina see their average rates have gone up almost 14% in recent years. So it's important. Here's some final numbers for you to take home with you. 94% of teens acknowledge that texting while driving is dangerous. 11 teens die every day as a result of texting while driving. Teen drivers are 4 times more likely than adults to get into car accidents while texting or talking on a cell phone. 1 out of every 4 car accidents in America is caused by texting and driving. 1 in 4 car accidents in America caused by texting and driving. And the cell phone use, as you can imagine, is highest among those drivers 15 to 24. That's your largest group of people that use text phones to begin with. So therefore, by the raw numbers available, texting and driving is a dangerous and serious concern. Have I gotten it through to you? I hope I have. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.